Yeah, it's a perfect summary, really, to say that we've had a lot of possession today, more so than in most matches. But you've got to capitalise on the possession and the chances you create and put the ball in the back of the net. Unfortunately, today we did not have that killer instinct in front of goal, of which we did have in the previous game, where we took our chances when they come. But this time we didn't, and we snatched at them, and the keepers pull off a couple of good saves. But you know, I've got to say, the effort-wise, it was excellent. And I think what probably epitomised the performance was the fact that the fans were very, very good at the end of the game. They didn't boo them; they actually clapped them off, and that gives you an indication to say that, you know, you have put an effort in there and a commitment, and the fans will have appreciated the effort that the players have put in. I think that's, you know, reciprocated by the players as well. They understand and they appreciate that, because it gives them a bit of warmth when they come off, knowing that the fans aren't on their back because they haven't won the game.
In the dressing room, though, what's the feeling? Is it frustration having not got all 3 points, or is there a bit of a sense of pride at the way they've played?
Well, we're disappointed, and I mean that in the right sense of the word. That, of course, we're disappointed. Over the last two games at home, we should have won. We should have had 6 points. Now, that it's all right saying it, but we haven't got them. And what we've ended up with is two draws. And one of them was a clean sheet. So we'll take the positives from it. And the small building blocks, we've said this turn at the turn of this year, now we're in a new year. We've got to use our home form as the most important part of the building blocks, and we've got to get it right here. It's been atrocious. I've mentioned it before. In the last calendar year, four wins is just absolutely abysmal and shameful, really. And we can't produce that kind of form, otherwise we will go down. So we've got to turn that round, and the way to turn it round is by putting in performances like that, and the confidence will be gained from it, and you know, and the fans will be confident from the fact that they're putting in a lot of effort and commitment. So we are going in the right direction, but it's only a small step. It's not a big one, and we're not getting carried away. And the important thing is that we were playing five of the teams around us in a quick succession, and one of the most important things is you don't get beat by them. If you can't beat them, you don't lose. So they're two important factors for us, and today was a very good performance, and Sam's had hardly anything to do, but when he did, let me tell you, that was a class save at the end, when, you know, they could have actually took all 3 points from something that they wouldn't have deserved. So, you know, great credit to him as well, and that's given him a bit of belief as well.
They're the positives. From the negative side of things, you have created lots of chances and not put them away. What do you have to take from that to go into the
next
year?
It just tells me I've got to sharpen it up, haven't we? And that's the area of which we need to strengthen. But I keep saying I can't do it without, you know, without fresh air, with just fresh air. We've got to do something about it. That means by moving one or two around.
And how close are you to that then? Because that's what people are going to be asking.
Yeah, well, I was as close as having one signed yesterday, but that's close as you get, but it didn't happen. And it's all about pounds and pence at the end of the day. We are continually monitoring it all the time, and nobody's sitting back and thinking, well, let's just wait until one goes. We're actually trying to manipulate the situation as we speak, on a daily basis, to try and break through, because we've got to be prepared and ready for when we can. We move it very, very quickly, and that's our objective. And, you know, I'll certainly, my thoughts is, we've got a game next week. I'd like to think I can, if we can, get not just one, maybe two in. That's how I believe it could happen, and I've got to continue thinking like that as well.